Imagine shuffling a tarot deck and setting an entire universe in motion. The 78 cards in your hands represent nothing less than a complete cosmological system, a mirror of the heavens above and the earth below. This connection isn't new. Tarot and astrology have been secret companions for centuries, their relationship formalized in 1785 when Jean-Baptiste Alliette first documented the correspondences between planets, zodiac signs, and tarot cards. Today, this ancient partnership continues to thrive, with millions worldwide finding guidance in these complementary systems. What makes this connection so enduring? Both tarot and astrology speak the same language of symbols, archetypes, and cosmic patterns that resonate with our deepest human experiences. When you understand how the Emperor card embodies the assertive energy of Aries, or how the High Priestess channels the moon's intuitive wisdom, you begin to see the cards not just as random images, but as windows into the cosmos itself. The Rider-Waite deck, 1909, and Aleister Crowley's Thoth Tarot, 1943, remain among the most influential divination tools ever created precisely because they're deeply infused with astrological symbolism. The 22 major arcana cards deliberately align with astrological planets and signs. The Fool embodies Uranus's rebellious energy, while the Magician channels Mercury's transformative power. The Emperor establishes order with Aries's assertiveness, and the Hierophant reflects Taurus's traditional values. The Lovers mirror Gemini's duality and union, the Chariot advances with Cancer's protective determination, and Strength pairs with Leo's compassionate courage. The Hermit withdraws like Virgo to analyze, the Wheel of Fortune turns with Jupiter's expansive luck. Justice balances like Libra, and the Hanged Man suspends in Neptune's mystical realm. Death transforms like Scorpio, revealing truth by stripping away the unnecessary. These connections transform tarot readings into cosmic windows. Comparing your sun sign's major arcana card with the sun card reveals how your essential self aligns with your life purpose. For a Pisces native, pairing the sun with the moon card illuminates the tension between conscious identity and emotional fluidity, explaining why they might feel more alive under moonlight than sunshine. The planets function as astrology's central characters, each with distinct personalities. The sun represents our conscious self, mirroring tarot's sun card with its vitality. The moon governs emotions and subconscious patterns, revealing secrets like the High Priestess. Mercury appears as the magician of communication, Venus as the abundant empress, Mars breaks structures with tower-like force, Jupiter spins the optimistic wheel of fortune, and Saturn provides structure like the world card. The 12 zodiac signs form a complete cycle of human experience, each with its element, mode, and ruling planet. Aries emerges with emperor-like cardinal fire, while Taurus manifests as the stable hierophant of physical pleasures. Gemini appears as the communicative lovers seeking connection, Cancer moves forward like the chariot while carrying home within, and Leo radiates strength's confidence. Virgo withdraws like the hermit to analyze, Libra balances like justice, Scorpio transforms like death, and Sagittarius blends elements like temperance, creating wisdom through adventure. Capricorn climbs like the devil toward material success, Aquarius shines hope like the star beyond conventions, and Pisces moves between reality and imagination like the moon. While the major arcana connects to planets and signs, the minor arcana works through the four elements and numerical sequences. The suits, wands, cups, swords, and pentacles correspond to fire, water, air, and earth respectively, showing energy manifesting in different life aspects. The aces represent pure elemental potential, seeds from which entire suits grow. The Ace of Wands embodies fire's creative spark, cups offers emotional wellspring, swords presents intellectual clarity, and pentacles provides material abundance. Each numbered card corresponds to a specific 10-degree segment of the zodiac called a decan, aligning the 36 numbered cards with the 36 decans around the zodiac wheel. The Two of Wands, for instance, represents Mars in Aries, 0 to 10 degrees, showing initiative through double fire energy. Court cards represent elements in human form. Pages embody pure elements, knights combine fire with their suit's element, queens blend water with their element, and kings mix air with their element, creating distinct expressions like the compassionate judgment of the Queen of Swords or the visionary leadership of the King of Wands. If planets are actors and signs are costumes, then houses are the stages where cosmic drama unfolds. The 12 houses represent distinct areas of life, creating contexts that modify how planetary energies express themselves. The first house represents your physical appearance and self-presentation, your entryway of first impressions. The second house governs material resources and values. The third house manages communication and short-distance travel. The fourth house embodies home and family foundations. The fifth house governs creativity and recreation. The sixth house covers work, service, and health, where you serve others and maintain well-being. The seventh house manages partnerships and equal relationships. The eighth house deals with transformation and shared resources. The ninth house explores higher education and philosophy. The tenth house represents career and public image. The 11th house governs friendships and long-term goals. The 12th house contains the unconscious and spiritual transcendence, powerful yet unseen influences. The true power of combining tarot and astrology emerges through practice. The planet, sign, and house spread creates a mini horoscope with three cards telling a complete story. For example, Venus, the Empress, in Leo, strength, in the ninth house, might indicate a creative project involving travel that brings pleasure and recognition. The houses of the horoscope spread arranges 12 cards in a circle, mirroring a birth chart, creating a comprehensive reading from self-image to spirituality. The eclipse spread uses the sun and moon cards as anchors, with cards between them showing what's being eclipsed in your life, while additional cards reveal how to bring light to shadowed areas. Marilyn Monroe's chart illustrates these principles. Her Gemini sun in the 10th house, the Lover's card, explains her status as a sex symbol with a public image centered on duality. Her Aquarius moon, star card, in the 7th house, brought humanitarian idealism to relationships while creating emotional detachment. With Leo rising, the sun became her chart ruler, giving her natural star power and emphasizing her physical appearance. The marriage of tarot and astrology offers a unique perspective on human experience, combining symbolic imagery with cosmic patterns to illuminate our path. These ancient systems speak a universal language that transcends time and culture, providing guidance on relationships, career, spiritual growth, and self-understanding. Begin with your own chart before practicing on willing friends. You don't need mastery to start. Simply follow your curiosity and build your repertoire gradually. The symbols resonate deeply because they reflect patterns governing both cosmos and psyche, as above, so below. The cards you draw and your birth stars tell the same story from different angles, creating a multidimensional picture of your potential and challenges. By reading both systems, you access wisdom that has guided humanity for millennia, insight that continues to offer direction in our complex modern world.